fired up here as we continue on. This whole idea that kids should be masked up K through 12, there's no indication the Delta variant is any more dangerous to young people than any of the other SARS-CoV-2 variants. COVID-19, not a particular risk to young people at all. And making kids mask up as early as the age of three, there's no data to support that I can find, and people keep asking for it from the CDC. Rochelle Walensky, unable to provide any data, to provide any data points that show anything has changed. Beth DeShone here, Great Lakes Education Project Executive Director. Beth, good to have you back.
Thanks, Steve, for having me.
So tell me, what has changed? Why should kids be masked up?
I mean, as you've pointed out, nothing in the science or data that we have seen has changed. This is absolutely the worst kind of politics being played with our children. You know, we found back in May through FOIA that the American Federation of Teachers, the largest teachers union in this nation, was lobbying and influencing CDC decisions on schools being reopened. So we're left to wonder what's happening here when it is not science or data that is motivating these decisions.
Yeah, it just seems to me like it's politics. Call me jaded. Maybe I'm a little cynical, Beth, but it seems to me politics is driving these comments, these initiatives. And when I hear the largest teachers' unions coming out and saying, hey, we're not sure schools are going to be back in session, they're actually putting out the idea that, in fact, Alex, let's go to bite number three. I want people to hear this from Randy Weidengarten, American Federation of Teachers. When it comes to the question of schools being open or not in the next week or two, she just plays games with the question. Listen to bite three. Go.
Has really thrown this curveball that says that while vaccination is the number one gold standard, that we need to, you know, bring back our masks for schools. So the bottom line is we're going to keep kids safe. We're going to keep our members safe. And we're going to try to open up schools, and we're going to try to move through this political battlefield.
I mean, tell me, Beth, are they going to try to keep schools closed in some places? How would you see that if the governor here tried to do that? What are your thoughts?
Well, I think we've seen through this entire pandemic that Randy Weingarten and, you know, the NEA and these union leaders have moved the goalposts on teachers. They've moved the goalposts on parents every step of the way. So it's not shocking, although it's disheartening to hear her say that. Every single teacher in this state and nation has had access to a vaccine if they want it for months. So there is no reason that we cannot put adults and children safely back in classrooms without masks and move forward with a regular school year with doors open. I think that, you know, the governor probably will look at her polling data and see that she is not going to be in a position to offer any mandates here in the state of Michigan about closing school.
Right. So where do we go from here then? If individual districts say we're going to have kids masked up or we're not going to have kids in class, we're going to go back to virtual learning. 3.5 million high school kids dropped out last year. 3.5 million high school kids dropped out last year. And that's the number we have. I'm guessing it's actually quite a bit higher than that. But the damage that we have done to our country and to our kids, it's not something that'll pass in a few days. It's generational, I believe. I don't know that you ever recover from that, because you put that many people that are on the streets that are uneducated. Therefore, they become much more dependent upon the state for their survival. I mean, the kind of damage we're doing here is systemic, is it not?
It absolutely is, and I think it is going to be years in the making for us as a nation to understand the damage that this has done physically, mentally, emotionally, and economically with these group of students, like you said, that have dropped out, that we are going to be unable to bring back into the system. So parents need to continue advocating and using their voice at local school boards and with, you know, with the governor to make sure that they put pressure on to keep schools open, keep masks off the children, ensure that we are doing what's right for their children, or use their voice and their feet to find a different option if that's available to them. Because unfortunately, money speaks in this situation. And if they move their children, districts are going to be motivated to finally do the right thing and open the school doors and make sure our children aren't wearing masks.
There you go. It's time to open the schools. Beth, if people want to find out more about what you guys are up to, where you are, what you're talking about, where do they go?
Our website is www.glep.org. That's GLEP.org. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter as well.
It's the Great Lakes Education Project, and we greatly appreciate your input here, Beth. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Beth DeShone here on the program. I don't know. They're putting themselves in a difficult position. I will say that. Are the schools that choose to try to demand that masks be worn or that kids not go to school at all? Not go to school at all. And by the way, surveillance data shows that white-tailed deer exposed to SARS-CoV-2. That's right. They have the COVID-19 virus. That's been shown in Illinois, Michigan, New York, and Pennsylvania. Testing and sampling found that white-tailed deer carrying the SARS-CoV-2, the COVID-19 virus. That's a little interesting, isn't it? If you want to invest with somebody you like and trust, Craig Stiles at Ameriprise Financial, 517-483-4893. In difficult times, you have to have somebody you can rely on, somebody you can trust. Craig Stiles and Ameriprise Financial, those are the folks. 517-483-4893, the number to call anywhere statewide or across the country. Get a hold of Craig Stiles. You can Google him as well. STILES. Craig Stiles. We'll be right back.